This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy.
It is a beautiful morning to be here on Joy, and our next guest, here are some of the phrases to describe them. According to their website, incredibly obnoxious.
Overstated on everything.
His ego fills up the room.
Posh and gay.
Please welcome to Joy Breakfast, all the way from the UK, Leo Reich.
Yay.
Hello, Leo. Look at you getting up nice and early in the morning to join us.
Oh, it's a dream. It's just what I always wanted. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for that gorgeous introduction.
I'm so glad you've really dolled yourself up for us, just like you do on your show with your big cat eyes and your sequins and all of that, you know.
Gorgeous. Yeah. For context, I'm wearing a hoodie and an AFL cap.
Yes.
My face, I think, has never looked worse. Never looked worse. It's not used to being up this early.
Like, we're doing the same thing. I have to perfect the puffy eye situation in a very massive way. I haven't quite figured out how to do it this early in the mornings. But, I mean, they were some pretty awesome quotes to introduce you to. So, but surely they can't all be that true.
Well, I don't know. I guess we're going to find out now. No, that's it's strange to have Posh and Gay published in a major broadsheet national newspaper in your home country, but to read it in print, it really did solidify what people had been telling me for years.
For years and years and years.
For years and years.
See, I'd say as Australians, we would call you posh because you just have that British accent.
I think
automatically sound posh.
Every Australian assumes that.
Oh yeah, but even in Britain, this voice is something.
Yeah, okay. This is not, you're not getting a part on EastEnders or anything. Not with
No, unless I do some major readjustments and go for a bit of training, vocal training.
Better do the job.
So you've now travelled the world doing your stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. You're here in Australia. How do the Aussies like line up compared to the rest of the world?
So nice. I mean, everyone here's so chill and nice. I've done the show in the UK, in London, and in Edinburgh at the festival, and then in New York. And compared to that, everyone here feels so zen. It's crazy.
I mean, even during the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I guess everyone's just riding it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're here, we're doing it, let's rock and roll.
Yeah, I keep saying to people, like, I go into a coffee shop, the person like giving me a coffee is nicer to me than my own family is in London. It's... They speak to me like I'm their oldest friend. It's so nice. But it's also like, as someone from London, I'm a bit like, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
I'm immediately hostile.
We want you to just pay your $4 buy your coffee and then see you on your merry way. And hopefully you'll come back tomorrow and they'll probably remember your coffee order.
Yeah, cynical, so cynical.
So you're still adjusting to the chill here in Australia?
I am. As you've said, a very intense, overwrought and obnoxious person.
I mean, so it certainly makes for amazing comedy, though. Like actually, we did a bit of a deep dive diving into some of your stand-up skits. Mm. And, oh, my God, so much fun, so queer, so fab.
Thanks.
It must be wonderful to be able to just bring your full self to the stage.
Yeah. I mean, it's a heightened, I think, hopefully slightly less appealing version of myself to the stage, a little bit more... unbearable and shouty, but yeah, it is really fun. It's really fun to just get up on stage and be your best self and indeed your worst self for laughs.
I love that. Now, I've heard that you call it self-care for people to come and listen to your comedy. Mm-hmm. Why? Why is it self-care?
I think I'm doing a public service. I am... Like, I think what I do is incredibly important, reminding people in the audience, they get to think to themselves, well, at least I'm not that guy. And I think that's really special.
Oh my God.
And people leave with a big smile on their face. They're like, you know what? I actually feel really good about my personality. I'm not that annoying. And I bring that to families across the world now. And that's really, really special.
Do you feel some kind of pressure to have to, when people want you to be on and be that gay?
Yeah, I don't know if it's pressure. I feel bad sometimes. I'm disappointing off stage because I wear this insane makeup. I wear these tiny shorts and big boots and a skin tight like lycra top in my show.
I mean, that's ticket sales right there, I reckon.
Well, I would hope.
Yeah.
I would hope. Yeah, actually a couple of older gay guys came to the show the other day. Shout out to them. And as they were walking in, my tech overheard them going to each other, "Show us the twink." And I was like, "Oh my god, scary."
Well, they're not wrong. Stay with us, Leo. We're going to go to a song and come back with more information and a little giveaway to your show. Ooh. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rachel and Dean.
For Joy Breakfast.
Fresh from the UK and performing his premier Australian comedy show is Leo Reich with literally, who cares? Deemed the number one comedy show of 2022 by The Guardian. Now, right now, here on air, you can win a double pass to see Leo Reich's show, Literally, Who Cares, which is running until April 23rd. Leo's joining us here in the studio, and to enter for your chance to win, we're asking you to do something really simple.
All you have to do is message in with your name, membership number, and literal identity. It can be anything.
You could literally be a busy homosexual.
We've already had one entry through saying a literally white cisgender gay man from Sebastian in St Kilda.
You could literally identify as a mag, a middle-aged gay.
That's so true. 0427 Joy 949. Now, Leo, you are here with us right now.
Hey.
What do you literally identify as?
I literally identify. Imagine if I was like English. No.
Well,
I literally identify as hot, and that's it. Full stop.
Fair enough.
Yeah, drop the mic, get out. And that's fine. That's how I see myself.
I mean, you've never looked hotter in your AFL cap this morning and hoodie.
Yeah, I'm sort of cosplaying Australian.
So yeah, I'm like, what was the decision to go, yep, I'm going to get me some AFL merch. I'm here for comedy, but really, you know, let's do it.
I don't know. I've been trying to come to you guys, engage in your culture, learn about what you do over here.
Well, coffee and football seem to be the two things you've dived into.
Yeah, exactly. And they're really working for me. Yeah, I went to an AFL game and I can't say that I understood the rules.
Fair.
I still
me
don't.
Me either.
But I can say that I liked those men and what they were up to. And I thought it was great to see men supporting each other like that. Lying on top of each other, knocking each other over. Great. Good for you guys.
Sport has never been more champions.
You often see like a little tap on the
butt. I'm sure all of them are listening
butt.
Right now. Yeah.
It's a thing. So now I have to ask the question. The show is called Literally Who Cares. Was that like a working title that just like you never got around to fixing, or why Literally Who Cares?
Yeah, I filled in the form in a rage and it just stuck. It's called literally, I guess, because the show is kind of about like. This always makes it sound like tragic and unfunny, but it's sort of about going like, oh god, everything's going so badly, in a more existential way. How do we deal with that? Stop caring about it. Just absolutely check out in the biggest way. Let your eyes roll to the back of your head, scroll TikTok, and turn your brain to mush. Who cares?
Amazing.
Done. I mean, this is the crazy fun when you think of like comedy festivals, especially when you're doing them around the world. You don't want to create something that sits too much in a theme because you could be doing that show for like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you're telling me.
Yeah. No. And that's the thing. It's like if you put yourself in a box and you're suddenly stuck there. So just be super gay and not give a damn.
Yeah.
So Leo, we like to do this really annoying thing here in Australia. And can you try and say literally who cares in an Aussie accent?
I can try. Literally, who cares?
Oh my god, that was actually brilliant.
I'm
well
actually
done.
Impressed.
Thank you.
We're going to like sound grab that and we're going to use it till the end of eternity.
I love the way you guys speak.
I love the way that you speak. Oh, it's can you so do, posh.
Can you do mine?
Literally, who cares?
No, that what was that? That what part of England do you think you're from?
I feel like I won that was one. The Spice Girls.
Yeah. I mean that's like a get out my pub like situation.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, no, I lived in the UK for 5 years and still have VHS episodes of EastEnders and Coronation Street with me here in Australia when Jen died and everything, like very much.
VHS?
VHS.
Wow.
I'm still living in that time of my life.
Wow.
Dean, remember, we are with a very young millennial here. He's not going to know what a VHS is.
Gen Z. I would like to correct the record. It's Gen Z.
The VHS was TikTok, but with like ribbons and tapes.
Okay.
Now, are you up for a little game with us this morning?
For sure.
All right. So it's a this or that. It's quite simple. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we don't stump you on any of these questions. Okay.
The trick is to just say the first thing that comes into your mind.
Okay.
Do we have any music to play in the back?
Sure.
I feel like let's get the rhythm going. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's put on some Tim-O-Matic. That's Aussie music artist. All right. He's playing behind us. All right. Winning the lottery or finding your soulmate?
Finding my soulmate.
Oh, bless. Glass half full or glass half empty?
Glass half empty.
Crunchy or smooth peanut butter?
Crunchy.
Crunchy. Boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
Ooh, loud neighbours or noisy neighbours?
Noisy neighbours.
Hang on, nosy, not noisy.
Loud neighbours.
Yes. Roommates or live alone?
Live alone.
Wow. See the future or change the past?
See the future.
Coffee date or cocktail date?
Cocktail date. You crazy?
Have lots of kids or adopt lots of dogs?
Oh, my God. Wow. That is gun to my head.
It's
couldn't choose.
Two bad scenarios,
that's
right?
That's two of the worst scenarios I can imagine.
No, all the dogs, all
kids,
the time.
I guess, on balance.
Wow. Make a phone call or send a postcard?
Postcard.
All right, that was it. That was 10 questions.
Thank you. We learned
lots about you. Now,
here's my question, though. Boxers. So with your little short shorts, does that mean you're like you're freeballing on stage while you're doing your show?
Do you know what? That's actually such a lie. I don't think I've ever worn a pair of boxers in my life. I panicked. I was like, what's the right answer?
Boxers were so 90s, like satin boxers. I don't understand why people always wore them.
What are briefs? I feel like
tidy whities.
Yeah, is those
in Australia
the little
we like
shorty
to,
ones.
The shorty ones, but are they like the triangles?
In Australia, we like to call them budgie smugglers.
Budgie smugglers.
Yes.
Yeah, but are they like little shorts?
Yeah, they show every nook and cranny.
But they're not shorts. Yeah, they're the triangle.
Well, they're the triangle ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think on balance between those two things, I would go boxers.
Just
but
like,
I do the middle. I usually do the middle one. You know the middle one where it's like little shorts, but they're tight also.
Boy shorts. That's what
boy shorts,
girl
that's what
versions
them?
Of them are called is boy shorts.
Yeah, for sure. We call them that too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. That's an actual thing.
We've gotten another literally message in today, and it's literally from literally little Jason saying little Jason literally identifies as little Jason.
Okay.
In Heidelberg.
Yeah, that's a place here in Melbourne.
What time is it in Heidelberg, Germany? That's crazy.
Is there a Heidelberg in Germany?
For sure,
there's a
Heidelberg in Germany.
It's going to be anywhere. It's going to be there. I mean, the time is currently 24 minutes past 8. I've got to get glasses so I can read the clock.
Yeah,
properly.
24 minutes past 8. We have Leo Reich in the studio and we are giving away a double pass to go and see him this week at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. All you have to do is send in a message with literally your identity to 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
And we can't stress, your identity can be exactly how you identify. Like you can be a Willy Woofter or a panzer. You can literally be one of those. You could literally just like cereal. And if that's your identity, I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to be. Leo Reich is performing at Melbourne Town Hall, which is 100 Swanston Street, Melbourne, from the 30th of March through to the 23rd of April. That's a long
It's great.
You're telling
stretch.
Me, honey. You're telling me.
We appreciate you getting up this early to come and join us.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.
So for tickets to Leo's show, head to comedyfestival.com.au. Leo, thank you so much for joining us on our very first ever week of Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
You're our first twink.
Oh, wow. And what a pleasure and a privilege to inaugurate what I'm sure will be a long run of twinks on the show.
Yay.
Thanks so much for having us. I mean me.
Yes.
Us, the community of twinks.
You're so welcome. This is Lizzo, To Be Loved. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Sheesh.
Joy. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.